좋아. 아, 정말이 항상 예, 집에 집에. 아, 뭐, 서공이다. 내가 서기.
All reflecting that death is uncertain because of the fragility of bodies. This perishable body possesses inexhaustible factors for dying. Reflecting that while there are many causes of death, the causes of life are few. Since some factors for life can even become factors for death. Being sure to die, we should see that the Dharma alone is beneficial. So, it is said in the 400th stanza by Aryadeva, So there, it is said about a snake. So the snake, so it is basically regarded as something ferocious, but I don't know about the veracity of this fact. But the very tendency of the snake is that the mightier snakes, they would tend to eat up the weaker ones. And it seems like the snakes, when they lay the eggs, they tend to protect the eggs. But when the egg is, when the babies come out of the eggs, so then they tend to be really unconcerned or uncaring about the siblings. So when a couple of snakes are put together in one vessel, we see that they would always fight among themselves. So this is the kind of analogy given in relation to the relationship between or among the four different elements: earth, water, fire, and wind, which are the basic components of the human body. So our well-being, so in the 400th stanza, Aryadeva then says that there is no possibility for a healthy state of body, because this very body is composed of the elements which are contradictory, mutually contradictory to one another, mutually opposing to one another. Then the third one, reflecting that while there are many causes of death, the causes of life are few. Since some factors for life can even become factors for death, being sure to die, you should see that the Dharma alone is beneficial. In short, I reflect, I'll undoubtedly have to give up the prosperity of this life, and such affluence will also abandon me. Therefore, do not allow your body, friend, and relatives in wealth to overpower you. Resolve just to practice the Dharma. Therefore, if you find yourself giving less importance to this instruction, or in this absence trying to overreach yourself under the high paths, or becoming discouraged, thinking that even if you meditate, realization will not develop, make supplication and restore your determination. So, although the practice of Buddha Dharma comprises of abstaining your negative verbal and physical actions, but these two can be done only by way of putting some kind of discipline to your mind, to make the mind more determined to engage. In this, the action of abstaining from the non-voracious physical and verbal actions. So we see that the familiarization of the mind would then lead us to the success of abandoning the negative actions. So, for example, when you engage in studying the alphabets and these things. Originally, our capacity to apprehend the structures and the sequence of the alphabets was very weak. And gradually, through habituation, you see that all these things come about in your mind in a very sequential, without any distortion in terms of the order. So we see that through habituation, our minds can be oriented to the desired way. So, for example, if someone is very much attached to something, through habituation towards that mental state of the attachment, so it can grow to such extent that you can be completely dominated by that negative mental emotion of attachment. And likewise, if you habituate yourself towards the virtuous state of mind, like love and compassion, there again, the very mental state, the very stream of your mind can be directed or be transformed into the virtuous thought of compassion and love. So just because of the constant familiarization of ourselves towards the negative states of the mind of the emotions, that we become too intimate to these negative emotions, and because of our unfamiliarity to the virtuous actions, that we feel ourselves distant from the virtuous actions, virtuous thoughts like compassion and so forth. But one thing that we can discover is that the negative emotions, however strong they are, they don't possess a valid basis upon which this can be grounded. But whereas the positive mental states, although for the time being may be very distant from us, but they have a valid cognition or valid basis upon which they can be grounded. So as such, if we can habituate in the virtuous actions, so we do find the possibility of letting these virtuous mental states come into us in a very the spontaneous and natural way, because it has the capacity to enhance limitlessly, and also that it has a valid basis or the valid cognition as the basis upon which it is granted. So we see that whether or not the virtuous thought is something very natural in us is basically determined by our habituation, how much you've tried to familiarize in these virtuous thoughts. So this familiarization or the habituation towards habituation in this very virtuous mental state is what we call as meditation. So this meditation is a mere familiarization in some virtuous object. So this meditation is a familiarization by way of effort in virtuous actions. In short, reflect, I will undoubtedly have to give up the prosperity of this life, and such affluence will also abandon me. Therefore, do not allow your body, friends and relatives, and wealth to overpower you. Resolve just to practice the Dharma. Therefore, if you find yourself giving less importance to this instruction, or in its absence trying to overreach yourself on the high paths, or become discouraged, thinking that even if you meditate, realization will not develop, make supplication and restore your determination.